brought in. Oh, George, we've got company, and they're all in uniform.
This is Bill Goodwin, inviting all you servicemen and women to enjoy another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, our tenor Jimmy Cash, and Felix Mills and his orchestra. And now, meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie.
Sit down, George. Mrs. Regan will have breakfast ready in a minute.
Swell.
Wasn't it wonderful of Mother to send it to us? She was with our family for 20 years, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And her husband took every cent she made. If I were a man, I might stoop to lots of things, but may lightning strike me if I'd ever take money from a woman.
Yeah, me too. What's the weather forecast?
Clear.
Yeah, me too.
Isn't Mrs. Regan a wonderful cook? She makes such delicious Irish dishes.
But I'm getting a little tired of chowder all the time.
Well, George, I thought you liked chowder.
I do, but not in the morning with my Wheaties.
Well, I spoke to her about that, dear. There'll be no more Wheaties in chowder.
Good.
This morning she's going to serve you grape nuts in chowder.
Well, that's better, yeah.
Well, good morning, folks. Are you ready for your breakfast? Well, of course you are. Everybody's ready for breakfast at this hour of the morning. And I know you folks are no different than anybody else. You aren't, are you? No.
No, but, Mrs. Regan, this morning I want my breakfast without chowder.
You mean you don't like my chowder?
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Mrs. Regan. You make the most delicious chowder in the world.
Oh, it isn't that good.
Yes, it is, Mrs. Regan.
I'll go on with you.
Really?
I don't believe it.
Well, now that I think of it, Father didn't care much for it.
Your father didn't like any liquid that he couldn't blow the foam off of.
How about breakfast, Mrs. Regan, without chowder?
All right. Oh, Gracie, darling, remember how Joe Muldoon used to love my chowder?
Joe Muldoon?
Oh, one of my old boyfriends, George. He wanted to marry me.
Yes, and wouldn't I like to be cooking chowder for him this morning? Oh, well, to the will of the world, what's done is done. I'll get your breakfast.
Gracie, who is this Joe Muldoon?
Oh, I hardly remember him. The moment you came into my life, I simply forgot all my old boyfriends.
Building Joe?
I don't remember a thing about him. He was 6 feet 2 inches tall and had a 48 chest. Dimple in his chin and a freckle on the left side of his nose, and he wore a size 7 hat and a size 38 suit. I hardly remember.
Oh, yes, hardly.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't Joe. That was Ernie Markey. Joe wore a
size... Never mind.
Well, here's your coffee, folks. There's nothing like starting off the day with a good cup of coffee. Don't you feel that way about it? You do, don't you? Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Regan, I was just telling George about Joe.
Ah, wasn't he the clever lad? He was so handy. Do you remember the time he fixed your mother's vacuum cleaner?
Oh, yes. I remember once our vacuum cleaner was broken and George tried to fix it.
And what happened?
Well, he put the motor in backwards and instead of drawing in dirt, it blew off his pants.
Did he know?
Okay, all right. You can stop it. I'm not interested in hearing what a handyman Joe Muldoon was.
Oh, Mr. Burns, don't take on like that. Sure, you've no need to worry, and no cause to be jealous of Gracie. There was just the one man who ever meant anything to her.
Oh, really?
Yes, and Joe's married now and has children. So there's no need to worry.
I'm going upstairs.
Oh, Mrs. Regan, I think we've hurt his feelings. That sweet man, I wouldn't harm a hair on his chest if he ever grows one.
You really love the little Lugan, don't you?
No, I wouldn't trade him for any of my old boyfriends. Just name one of them who was more handsome or more intelligent than my George.
Johnny O'Shea, Jimmy Carter, Matthew Scanlon, Willie Ahern, Johnny Keogh.
I said name one. Oh, I'll get it, Mrs. Regan. You finish in the kitchen. Oh, hello, Bill.
Well, hiya, Gracie. Where's the little man?
Oh, I think he's upstairs pouting. Bill, I'm afraid I stepped on his toes.
Well, Gracie, with those feet of his, how can you help it?
Oh, no, Bill. I think I offended him without meaning to. You know George. He might do something foolish.
Well, you mean...
Yeah, something desperate. There was only something around the house that needed fixing. Oh, I know. I'll loosen that bolt that holds the sink up. Mrs. Regan.
What is it, Gracie?
I think I know how to snap George out of the mood he's in. Hand me the wrench.
Gracie, darling, you're not going to lower the broom on him, are you?
Oh, no, no. I'm just going to loosen this big bolt under the kitchen sink. There. Oh, George, come here, darling. Now, I'll ask George to fix it, and you'll think he's a handy man.
I see. And he won't be jealous of Joe Muldoon.
Well, he shouldn't be. Joe's a professional plumber.
Did you call me, Gracie?
Oh, yes, darling. There's something wrong with the kitchen sink. Would you mind fixing it?
I wasn't good at that sort of thing.
Oh, George, I was kidding. You're very clever.
Well...
Here, take this wrench.
Well...
Oh, you're so clever. How did you know which end of the wrench to hold?
I know a little about it.
Well, I think it's that big bolt, George. The one that looks a little loose.
Oh, you mean this one here?
Oh, you're so clever, darling. You knew which bolt it was, even if that after I stopped pointing at it.
Well, I think all I have to do is give this bolt a little twist.
Oh, I just don't know what you're talking about when you use those mechanical terms.
Step back, Gracie, while I tighten it.
But, George, don't you think you ought to turn it to the right?
Gracie, are you going to tell me how to fix this thing?
Oh, no, dear, no.
Well, just give it one more turn.
But, George...
There. See, it's all fixed.
I see.
Here's a lovely song, and we predict you'll be hearing it a lot. Jimmy Cash sings for the first time on the air pretty soon.
We'll be wanting again pretty soon to the tune of Home Sweet Home. We'll be dreaming again pretty soon 'neath the moon where sweethearts roam. The same arms that held you will hold you once more. We'll be walking again pretty soon to the tune of Home Sweet Home.
getting that cinch fixed just fine.
Yeah.
Say, Gracie, how'd you get rid of all that water that flooded the floor?
I let it run down the heat pipe into the furnace.
Oh, murder, that might ruin it.
No, it won't. And besides, what's the furnace in California? You can only use it 10 months out of the year.
Well, I got the connections made. Now to lift the sink into place. Up she goes.
Mm, darling, I'm afraid you'll hurt yourself. This old sink is so heavy.
Ah, it's nothing. Up just a little higher.
But suppose it slips out of my hands and hits your toes.
I got the bolt in. Now you can let go of it.
George, I think you've got the water pipes connected to the gas stove and the gas pipes to the sink.
Oh, don't be silly. Turn on that faucet. Now turn on the gas.
Oh, well, leave it that way, honey. When you want to take a nice hot shower, just crawl in the oven.
Hand me the wrench.
Of course, Mrs. Regan might be a little surprised when she turns on the faucet to wash vegetables. Oh, so that would be the first time anyone ever gave radishes gas.
Hand me the wrench. I'll just loosen this connection.
But, George, if you loosen that, won't the sink fall again?
Honey, are you going to tell me how to work? Stand back. Here, let me turn it off.
Well, George, maybe I better call a plumber.
No, sir. If Joe can fix things, I can fix things.
Oh, dear, don't be jealous of Joe. Just remember there are lots of things that you can do that he can't do.
Really?
Certainly. For example, you can... Well, anyway, don't be jealous.
Hand me the wrench.
Oh, excuse me, dear. There's someone at the door.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
Well, good morning, Mr. Postman. How are you today?
Tip-top, Mrs. Burns. Simply magnificent. When I fill my lungs with this fresh air, just makes me want to cry out with ecstasy.
Well, go right ahead.
Thank you.
Well, what makes you feel so frisky this morning?
There's a nip in the air. No, I mean the air. What's that?
Oh, that's my husband trying to prove that he's a handyman around the house.
Well, what for?
Oh, well, it's a long story. You see, he's used to working with his head instead of his hands.
His head has a nice ring to it.
Well, Mr. Postman, you know how to fix a kitchen sink.
Oh, sure.
Well, look, would you do this for me? Go in there and fix it for him, but don't let him know that I sent you, and then he'll call me in and tell me he fixed it and everything will be fine.
Certainly, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, thank you. It's pretty heavy. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, I'm as strong as an ox. I can lift it with one little jerk.
Well, he'll be glad to help you, but don't call him now. Oh, and just one thing, Mr. Postman. Leave one little bolt loose so he can tighten that in front of me. We wanted to look convincing.
All right, Mrs. Berry.
Oh, Gracie. Gracie.
Yes, dear?
Well, she's all fixed.
Oh, George, you're just the cleverest man I ever married.
It was nothing. I just have to tighten this one bolt here.
George, shouldn't it turn the other way?
Honey, are you going to tell me how to fix the sink? One more turn. I got to get a larger wrench.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Now, wait till I get back, or you may turn it wrong again.
Look, I can't make the same mistake 3 times. My IQ hasn't dropped that low.
Hi, dear.
Hi, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill. Come in.
What was that?
You're just dropped his IQ.
That's a pretty heavy IQ the little man has got.
Well, he's trying to repair the sink.
How come?
Jealousy. I bragged about an old boyfriend of mine, a plumber, being handy at fixing things. Well, that roused the little green-eyed monster.
Well, it sounds like the little monster needs help. I'll go out and give him a hand.
Oh, would you, Bill? And don't let on that I know you're helping. I want him to have the credit.
Gracie, you know, you sure pamper that clumsy little man.
Well, George is a brain worker. He has a broad mind. You see, Bill, you develop whatever you work with. The farmer uses his hands, so he's broad hands. Postman is on his feet all day, so he has broad feet. George sits at the desk all day. That didn't come out right, did it?
It did for my dough. Well, I'll go out and fix the sink for George.
Oh, thanks, Bill. And, oh, I'll leave just one little thing for him to fix so he can show off in front of me.
Okay, Gracie.
Gracie.
Yes,
Gracie. She's all fixed, Gracie.
Oh, Giorgio, wonderful. My mother used to call you that dope who can't fix things. Oh, she'll have to change now.
Yeah.
We'll have to call you that dope who can fix things.
See, all I have to do is just tighten this bolt one turn.
Oh, let me do it, George.
Honey, I can do this with my eyes closed. Watch.
Well, I'll be darned. It didn't fall.
Sure.
Oh, you can open your eyes now, George.
Time now for Felix Mills, the orchestra, ever popular, for me and my gals.
Don't you think we ought to call a plumber?
No, sir. I'm going to convince you that I can fix things just as good as Joe Muldoon.
Oh, I'm convinced. Why, when the radio was broken, you got it fixed with one finger.
I did?
Certainly. You got on the phone and dialed the repairman.
Well, it's finished.
Oh, sweetheart, haven't you got those pipes mixed up?
Of course not. Turn on the faucet.
All right, dear. There.
What happened?
The lights went on in the living room.
That's funny. I'll switch this pipe here. There you are. Now turn on the faucet.
All right. It's all right now, dear.
Good.
Lights went off again.
Well, I'll be darned. Say, here's a loose wire. Maybe if I connect that, it straightens things out. Hmm. There you are. Now turn on the faucet.
All right, dear.
What's that?
It's the phone ring.
Well, answer it.
Hello.
Who is it, dear?
It's you, George. You're talking in the pipe.
Oh, fine. Hang up.
Hey, what goes on in this house?
Why? What's the matter, Bill?
Well, I went to turn on the radio in the living room and Gabriel Heater squirted water all over me.
And now, friends, here's Jimmy Cash. Tonight, Jimmy sings for you the popular favorite, Time Waits for No One.
Time waits for no one, it passes you by. It rolls on forever, like the clouds in the sky. Time waits for no one, goes on endlessly. It's just like a river. Love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never ever return again. So don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take love while we may. You'll find that love is like this. Each precious moment we miss will never ever return again. Don't let us throw one sweet moment away. Time waits for no one. Let's take love.
Get a plumber before your man drowns us all entirely.
Oh, but Mrs. Regan, you can't get a plumber for love nor money these days.
Sure, you can get Joe Muldoon.
Joe Muldoon? You mean he has a plumbing shop here in town now?
That he has, and you'd better get him quick.
Oh, dear, if I get Joe Muldoon, George will go storming out of the house. If I don't get him, he'll go floating out there. I'll be right back. Pardon me, is this Joe Muldoon's plumbing shop?
Madam, please. This is the House of Muldoon, piping by appointment.
Well, I'd like to see Mr. Muldoon.
Have you made previous applications?
No, I'm an old friend. I just dropped in.
Madam, you are refreshing. Perhaps I can get you on the waiting list. Name, please.
Mrs. George Frank, but if you'll just
tell... How many bathtubs have you in your home?
Oh, we have two.
Good, we like to keep out the riffraff. Now tell me, what's wrong with your tub?
Well, he just can't fix the sink.
And what is the nature of our sink trouble?
Well, I don't know exactly. It just came apart in my husband's hands and squirted.
Can we diagnose that as severe faucet prolapse?
Well, I guess we can if we want to.
And we do want to, don't we?
Those statements ready, Mr. Gibney.
They're not quite, Mr. Baldwin.
Oh, Joe, it's me, Gracie Allen.
Well, bless my heart, so it is. Come into my office.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, what brings you here, Gracie?
My husband. He's a wonderful man, but so clumsy.
Yes?
Oh, awesome. We almost didn't get married because of it. When the justice of the peace asked him for the $2, he could hardly get my pocketbook open to pay him.
Well, what can I do?
Well, come over to my house and fix my sink.
Okay, but I've got an emergency call first. Some jerk has got his sink torn up, and he wants it fixed before his wife gets home.
Well, I'll leave my address with the man outside, and you come over as soon as you can.
Okay, Gracie. All right, buddy, your sink's fixed.
Gee, I'm glad Goodwin sent you over. What do I owe you?
I'll be fair about it. How much money you got in your wallet?
About $15.
I'll hold it while you go for more.
See here.
George, where are you?
Oh, it's my wife. Don't ask questions. When she comes in, tell her you're the milkman. In the kitchen, dear.
Milkman?
That's right. I want my wife to think I fixed the sink.
Well, how are you getting along with... Oh.
Well, I'll be
this
darned.
This is the milkman, dear. He's been watching me fix the sink. Nice job, huh?
Well, so this
is... Well, goodbye, Mr. Milkman. You can leave an extra gallon of whipping cream tomorrow.
Hey, wait a minute.
And I'll add a dozen pounds of butter. Goodbye, Mr. Milkman.
Hey, wait.
Make it 2 dozen. Goodbye.
Well, honey, the sink is as good as new. Stuff like that is a cinch for me.
Well, of course it is, sweetheart.
What do you need with a plumber when you've got me around?
Yes.
I'll bet I'm twice as handy as that guy Joe you're always bragging about.
Ah, yes, you.
The romantic ballad is back in favor. Sweet and lovely.
And the roses in May, sweet and lovely, heaven but to stand her my way. Eyes purple green, never were as cool as her eyes. And she loves me, who was on her sweetest surprise, when she nestled in my arms so tenderly. There's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me. Melodies haunting me. Sweet and lovely. Sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can bear.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.